Shalom to all! Today we're starting the brand new Masech to Maseches Midos, learning the first two Mishnayos, and just like we're starting this Masech together, we should be able to finish it together, and of course, all the Shas Mishnayos together. And today's Mishnayos are being learned because Esther Bas Rachel, she should be able to find Yosef Hagon, Bikar of Mamesh. Now, this Masech, which is called Midos, which literally means measurements, is all about the measurements of the Beis HaMikdash. And actually, the Rambam writes that it's very helpful to have this because when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, we're going to have to know all about it, its dimensions, what the layout is, and all those details, so that we're going to be able to rebuild it. Now, it's still not really 100% clear, because we know that Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash based off instructions that were given to him by Hashem, and then Yecheskel HaNavi had nevuah of how the third Beis HaMikdash is going to look, which when you look through the psukim, it's unclear. That's what all the Mefarshim write, that we don't have an exact picture of how the third Beis HaMikdash is going to look. We know the second Beis HaMikdash was somewhat of a combination, so it had some features of the third Beis HaMikdash, but also not 100%, because again, we don't fully know how the third Beis HaMikdash is going to look, and so to say the Maseches Midos is going to be used as, so to speak, the building plans or the diagram for the third Beis HaMikdash is not 100% accurate necessarily. However, everyone does agree that there's a very special significance and importance in learning this Masechta because there's a conversation between Yecheskel HaNavi and Hashem brought down in Medrash Tanchuma. Yecheskel asked Hashem, why are you giving me the dimensions of Beis HaMikdash if we're still in Galus? So Hashem said, just because you're in Galus doesn't mean you don't have to be focused on the Beis HaMikdash. Learn the halachas, understand it, discuss it, talk about it. That's going to be ki'ilu, the Yidden built the Beis HaMikdash. So just learning about it itself is extremely important. Now, besides for actual structure of the Beis HaMikdash, we're also going to see that there's an entire area around it. We all know that there's the mountain, or the Har, which the Beis HaMikdash is built on, that's known as Har HaBayis, and there's actually multiple levels of Kedusha that we're going to be dealing with. As we know from the Torah, there's certain situations in which we see that a person has to be sent out of the camp. There's Machne Shechina, Machne Levia, and Machne Yisrael. Machne Shechina would be the Mishkan itself. Machne Levia is around the Mishkan, that's where Levim were in the Midbar, was where all the Yidden were living around that, and those have corresponding areas in Yerushalayim. There's Yerushalayim, there's Har HaBayis, there's the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to see all the specific places as we get to them in the Mishnah. Now, just an important note before we start, many Mishnayos in the beginning of this Masechta actually have a very nice diagram of either the entire Har HaBayis or perhaps just the layout of the Beis HaMikdash itself with different pointers of where the main features were. And it's quite important to have a look at that, get a little bit familiar with it, because as we talk about these different places in the various Mishnayos, it would be helpful to have a picture in your mind of where exactly they are located in the layout of the Beis HaMikdash. And so with that being said, we begin Mishnah Aleph. And actually, this is very similar to Mishnah Aleph of the previous Mishnah, the Maseches Tamid, where we learned that there has to be Shomrim, there has to be guards around the Beis HaMikdash. And as we'd explained then, these are not guards protecting it from thieves and robbers coming to sneak into the Beis HaMikdash to steal. It's really more for covet, for honor, than when you have a palace of a king, placing guards outside of it adds a certain level of chashivas and importance, and that's what we have by the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what Mishnah tells us. B'shleshim makamos kanim shomrim Beis HaMikdash. There's three places where kehanim stand guard in the Beis HaMikdash: Beis Avtinus, Beis Hanitzos, Beis HaMikid, and that we already spoke about in the last Masechta. Now here's the main focus that we're bringing this for: v'halavim be'esrim ve'echon makayim. Levim stand guard in 21 different places around the Beis HaMikdash. Chamisha al chamisha shar HaRabayis. There's five which are by the five gates of HaRabayis. These are the walls that surrounded HaRabayis. The Kosel HaMaravi, as we know it nowadays, that's one of the walls of Har HaBayis, not one of the walls of Beis HaMikdash, but of Har HaBayis. So there were five Shomrim by the five gates. Now Arba, al Arba Pinos of Mitaychai, there was another four by the four corners, because when you have four walls surrounding an area, so you're going to have four corners. So in those corners, on the inside of Har HaBayis, there was another four Levim. Now Chamisha, there was another five, al Chamisha Shari HaAzara, by five gates going into the Azara, and another Arba, al Arba Pinosel, Mibachutz, four Levim, standing by the four corners of the Azara, just on the outside of the Azara, not on the inside. Now, Echad B'Lishkas HaKarbon, there's another Levi in Lishkas HaKarbon, which is also called Lishkas HaTelayim. This is where the lambs for the Karbon and Tamid were kept. And Echad B'Lishkas HaParoiches, one in this Lishka for the Paroiches, which is a room that they would weave the Paroiches in. And Echad L'Chayre Besak HaPayres, one behind the Besak HaPayres. The Besak HaPayres is another way of calling the Kodesh Kadashim. So here's the first time where we would refer to a diagram of the Beis HaMikdash if you took a look at it. So you didn't, that's also okay. Either which way, behind the wall of the Kodesh Kadashim, there was a gap in between that and the wall of Har HaBayis. That's the western wall of Har HaBayis, which is the western wall that we know, the Kosel HaMaravi, and a Shomer would stand there as well. And there's actually a machlekes where that Shomer would stand. Some say it was in between the wall of the Kodesh Kedashim and the inner wall of the Kosel, and some say it was on that outer wall of the Kosel. So imagine that when we go to the Kosel HaMaravi to daven in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Levi that would stand there, and that was his guard post. Quite interesting. Moving on to Mishnah Beis. Now we discuss these Shomrim as they were guarding there overnight. It was an entire night shift, and they would be standing in their posts, and actually, if they were tired or if they weren't feeling well, they were allowed to sit down. However, says the Mishnah, Ish Harabayas, Hoy Mechazra Kol Mishmar Mishmar. There was a man called Ish Harabayas. He was very chashiv, he was very important position, hence the name Ish Harabayas. He was in charge of these Shomrim. He would make his rounds, go to every Mishmar, go to every guard, and see how they were doing. And Vavuk is Dalkin Lefanov, there was torches lit in front of him. This is a manner of Kavod. And Vachol Mishmar She'ena Oymed, any Mishmar that didn't stand up, meaning as he's coming, they would hear and perhaps see that he's coming, so they would quickly jump up if they were sitting down and stand guard. Now, if he got to them and they didn't stand up, so first you give him a chance, Amalei Ish Harabayas, this Ish Harabayas would tell him, Shalom Alecha, how are you? What's going on? And if the person was awake and he just perhaps didn't hear Ish Harabayas coming or didn't see him and he didn't jump up quick enough, so now he would hear the Shalom Aleichem and he would jump up and say, oh, Aleichem Shalom, how are you? And everything is fine. However, Nikar Shu Yashin, if Ish Harabayas realized that this Shalom was sleeping, he fell asleep on duty, so then, Chayvta B'makloi, he could hit him with his stick. And this wasn't a regular stick. Actually, at the tip of the stick, it was split into a few different spots. It was kind of like a whip, if you will, and so it wasn't exactly the most pleasant experience when the Shomer got hit with this stick. And Roshos Ha'iloi Lisrafas Ksusai, Ish Harabayas even had permission to burn this person's garment as a punishment for sleeping on duty. And obviously, this caused quite the toodaloo when this fellow got woken up, started getting beaten, and maybe even got his clothing burned. And so Vehim Aimrim, they would say, meaning people who heard this commotion, would say, Ma Kol Bazaro, what's this Kol, what's this noise going on? And they would explain, ah, Kol Ben Levi, like a begotten Nisrafin. It's the Kol of Ben Levi who just got beaten and his clothing burned, Shiyashan al Mishmaroi, because he slept on his Mishmar. Now, Rabbi Lezim Yaakovim, where he tells us, Pamachas Matsu Eshachi Ima Yashin, one time they found my mother's brother sleeping, Vesarfos Ksusai, and they burned his clothing. So we see that's something that actually was done in practice. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalet continue to discuss. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.